also good morning to everyone else who is going to be coming. We have our first portfolio committee meeting today, which is 24th August. We will go into the agenda, but can I allow the formalization of the sitting? Can I allow you, Secretary, to do that? That is, that formalization includes the fact that the apologies before we can deal with the agenda, to know exactly that we are really encouraging for the sitting to ensue. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Besson. I would like to welcome my honorable members after a long break and our first meeting in this third quarter. I've received a couple of apologies. One is from Honorable de Kock. She will be on maternity leave for the remainder of the year. another one is from Honorable Dudley. She will join the meeting late. I think she has a chief whip's forum. Another one is from Honorable Marcus. She won't be with us today due to bereavement in the family. Another one is from Honorable Fanda Merle. She won't be with us today due to the clashing of meetings. So those are the apologies for the day.
Thank you very much. To amend what our secretary is saying is that because the whip is not going to be available for the entire week dealing with that bereavement, Honorable Toledi is going to be the acting whip, not only for the sitting, but all what Mama could have done if she is present. So can we agree on that and then we go ahead. Today's meeting, the agenda is in front of us. Let me not read it. And then we will also have to adopt our third term committee program. And then there are also outstanding minutes, you will remember, honorable members. We will then have to adopt them. And with those, I think we will be done. That's the end of our program. And therefore, in that regard, let's look into our documents and then start.
Good morning, honorable members. Today we are dealing with the planning of the committee, and we will look at the five-year plan as it was drafted by the committee when we went to Glenmont two years ago or so, where we had a workshop. So this is the product, but we not it was approved then, but now it has just be if there's any amendment, because we need to consider it every year. And also what I did is I did some review of the performance of the committee for last year, looking at the NDP, the MTSF, and the recommendations made by the committee and issues that the committee will need to look at. I also drafted the annual performance plan for this year. It's a bit late though, because of how the year was structured this year. Unfortunately, this was the only time available for the committee to consider this. Maybe I can just say, Honorable Chairperson and members, this is a drafting, and if there's anything that needs to be amended or corrected, then I will effect those changes. Then the committee then may adopt this document later. Or if there isn't substantial amendments, then it can go ahead and adopt today. So, Honorable Chairperson, there are these two documents. I thought maybe I should start with the five-year plan. and just have a look at it, but it's not new issues, because those are the issues that the committee had identified when we went for the drafting of it in Claremont. The first part of the 5-year plan is basically looking at these are the visions and the mission of Parliament. So according to my seniors, that's what we instructed that we should use, because our plans should be aligned to that of Parliament. So the vision and mission are not necessarily of the committee, but are for Parliament. Certain people, like when we went for the strat plan, they actually advised that we should not call it a strat plan, it should actually be an operational plan, because there is a plan of Parliament. But those were the technicalities that I don't think we can need to focus on them that much. So members, I don't know if I should go straight to the actual plan of the committee and just jump the first part, which I just generic with everyone in the all the committees of Parliament except the sector specific issues. if I go to page 4,
if members they want to say something, they will raise their hands. So far we're allowed the to continue. Okay, sure.
Okay, if you go to page 4, members, it just gives a bit of a analysis of the department, and the first part, it looks at the legislative framework, the constitution, what it mandates the department to deliver on, and which I think we're all aware of about, and the specific people that it serves, the children, women, and people with disabilities, and crime and murder, substance abuse, all those areas that the department focus on. But what I maybe want to draw your attention are the specific issues that needs to the committee to focus on. And I might just say that I use this information from the documents of the department and what they presented in their 5-year plan to Parliament at the beginning of the year. So these are the bills that they identified, that I put them here, that they will do. And we've already considered the Children's Second Amendment Bill, which we just adopted as a committee before we went on recess. And then the department is also in the process of revising the white paper on social welfare and these other policies that are listed here, that the ECD policy as well, which we briefed on the action plan last year or year before last. So some of them, we already had some little bit of we've been briefed by the committee, by the department. Some of them are still going to be presented to the committee. And we also started the oversight on the implementation of the National Drug Master Plan when we went to Northern Cape and briefly when we went to Eastern Cape when we looked at the issues of substance abuse, and which was one of the areas that the committee decided to focus on in our oversight. And when you look at SASA, on page 6, members, the main issues that were identified for this term with regard to SASA is the whole issue of reorganization and automation of SASA business systems, which we've received briefings. Both when we are in oversight visits and when SASA came to the committee. And we issue that is still ongoing. Sorry, ma'am, in my computer, but I'm not going to. Yeah, I think the members are reading through the document. The issue of unauthorized deductions, which is before the courts, that the committee will only deal with that issue once it is finalized, those processes have been finalized as by the advice of the legal office in Parliament. And we need also to look at the upgrading of the open spaces and turning them into fixed structures, that the committee may need to look at that. And also we, there's a process that's now been going on for some time, the reforms in the social assistance program. And as you see in the committee program, we have put in the presentation from the department on progress made on the universalization of old age pension, child support grant, and foster care. So those are still coming, the issues that are on the horizon for the committee. When it comes to the NDA, honorable members, we all know that there was a revision on their strategic plan early this year, and the whole new business model that they are in the process of implementing. So if we go to page 7, members, I've basically highlighted those areas which I think the whole business model that the committee will need to focus its oversight on from now onwards until 2019 and maybe afterwards, depends on what is going to be presented as a new strategic plan for the outer years. So, honourable members, these are the issues that I...
Can we break a few, can we just look into it for 2 or 3 minutes while we sort out this? It's 7. Are you right, honorable members?
Can you change the one you need to remind me sometime?
thank you. Okay, on page 7, on Honourable Members and Chairperson, I just highlighted the new business model of the NDA, and these are the issues that the committee and in our oversight plan you need to now look, focus on. From page 8 and to the end, that's the actual strategic plan. And if you look at the objectives, I've put the objectives of Parliament, and below that I've put the objectives of the committee as they were agreed by the committee when we went on the workshop. The Parliament strategic outcome is enhanced Parliament oversight and accountability over the work of the executive to ensure implementation of the objectives of medium strategic framework. So the objective that was agreed on by the committee was to implement oversight and accountability model of Parliament. Under that, Chairperson, the measurable objectives that the committee agreed on were to conduct service delivery oversight to provincial, DSD, regional SASA offices and NGA projects. To organize committee briefings by DSD, SASA and the NGA. Under the key performance indicator that we have was to conduct 2 oversight visits to 2 provinces a year, to oversight and then to have to draft oversight reports, to have them considered and adopted, and minutes of the proceedings drafted, considered and adopted. The baseline is 2 oversight visits a year, and the number of committee minutes. That one we can't really put a number because it's not cutting half and so on. And as per the annual target, the 7 days and 3 days that I put in here, members, let me just say that originally when we had a committee workshop, we didn't discuss this. This was only introduced to the session in Parliament when the strategic plan of Parliament was revised. And the committee section strategic plan then was revised to put these targets. So the new targets that we have for oversight reports, between Lindy and myself, we have 7 days to draft a report and introduce it to the committee. And when it comes to minutes, we have 3 days to draft the minutes and have them ready for the committee after 3 days. So these are the annual targets that we have in terms of committee reports and oversight reports. When it comes to passing legislation, Chairperson, and members, we had the indicator is for us to have versions of the bill drafted, considered and adopted, and we had the adopted children's amendment bill that was before us, and briefings on the bill, conducting public hearings, and producing a report on the public hearings, and producing a committee report on the bill, and which we did when we, if you remember, when we did the children's amendment bill. And in terms of baseline, we're using the white paper on social welfare, which is the overarching policy document of the sector. And in terms of the targets, before us when it comes to legislation, is to process and finalize the bill before the committee. And in our provincial oversight visit to include implementation of the Act, like we have done with the Substance Abuse Act that we started doing, as well as the children's act that we had, that we also included in our oversight plan. And then, Chairperson, the other, just missed out the measurable indicator that we have under in legislation, we have to conduct oversight over the implementation of the Older Persons Act, the Prevention of and Treatment for Substance Abuse Act, the NPO Act, the Child Justice Act, the Criminal Law and Sexual and Related Matters Act, in terms of policy, there's policy on anti-corruption strategy, policy on universalization of benefits of older persons, national disability rights policy, a discussion paper on universalization of child support grants, a comprehensive ECT program of action. So those are the policy policies and legislations that in this term that the committee will have to conduct oversight on. And in terms of the annual targets for the ECD, we did the ECD in 2015, and this year we will have a briefing on the retirement and social security reforms, as it will be reflected in the committee program, and we have a briefing on the universalization of old age pension, child support grant, and reforms in the foster care and child support grant. Also, we'll have a briefing this year on the national disability rights policy. And then for next year, depending on the progress of the department, there's a briefing on the anti-corruption strategy. The other objective of Parliament, if you will proceed, Chairperson, is that of collaborate with other spheres of government on matters of common interest and ensure cooperative and sound intergovernmental relations. And the objective that was identified by the committee and agreed on was to strengthen collaboration with internal and external stakeholders. In terms of the key measurable objective was to organize joint meetings with relevant parliament committees and to organize briefing meetings by relevant government departments on matters of common interest. And the indicator there is to produce a committee report. The committee has not done this yet, so we don't have a baseline on this one, Mr. President. When we drafted the 5-year strategic plan then. From that period to now, the committee has had briefings by the stakeholders, we're implementing the 5-year plan. We had briefings by the MLC and other state institutions. So the objectives there are meeting with other relevant government departments on policy and legislative matters of common interest. When I present the annual report, Chairperson, that's when I will then report on the specific activities that the committee did on this annual target. Maybe just to mention that there's one that the committee had identified that we haven't yet done as a committee, to organize a round table discussion on issues pertaining to violence and murder of children, women, and older persons. This was identified by the committee after we had received briefings from the research institutions, and it was agreed by the committee, or made a resolution that the committee needs to organize a round table where it would invite all the stakeholders that had briefed the committee individually, and we have a round discussion on the issues that had raised and invite other committee, parliament committees. So that is still outstanding, members, just maybe to highlight that aspect. If I go then, Chairperson, to the next outcome of Parliament, to enhance oversight, the same one, oversight and accountability of work of the executive and to ensure implementation of objectives of the medium-term strategic framework. What I did here, Chairperson and members, if you can see, some of the outcomes of Parliament will be repeated, because I identified those that are relevant to the work of this committee, because some of them do not really do work that relates to them. So this one, I've adopted it when it comes to now the planning of the committee in terms of planning for its oversight. So this one is coming again, but the annual targets are different, because this is all is about the reporting to Parliament by the executive and the planning of the committee itself. So the committee objective there, if you go to page 12, chapter 13, was to strengthen oversight on annual planning, reporting and final performance of the department and entities. So my understanding was this objective of the committee is in line with the objective of Parliament I just said earlier. So when you go to the major level objective, right, chapter 13, is to organize a briefing by the Department of Social Development and its entities on their strategic plans, APPs, quarterly reports and annual reports, to organize presentation from research institutions to present their findings on violence and murder of children and older persons. Chapter 13, the indicators there are to draft the minutes, have them considered and adopted by the committee, and we also have to produce quarterly reports based on the Section 32 reports, which are the quarterly reports of the department, and we also have to produce the budget review and recommendation report, in short, the BRRR. We also have to have a tracking resolution and on recommendations. And we also have to identify key priority areas that emerge from the briefings identified by the committee. Okay, and then also, sorry, I just read from another column. The other, on the key objectives, we have to also organize the briefings by the Auditor General, the Department of Planning and Monitoring and Evaluation, and the FFC, which is it's reflected on the committee program that Lindu is going to present later, where we're going to have this briefing before the committee considers the annual report of the department and its entities. The baseline of the committee meeting, the committee report on budget vote, the Section 32 report, and the BRRR. The target there is briefing by the department on the Section 32 report, the briefing on the strategic plans, APPs, quarterly reports and annual reports, and also to produce 4 committee reports on quarterly reports. So because there are 4 quarterly reports, the committee must have a report for each quarterly report of the department. The other objectives under oversight that was identified by the committee, if you go to page 12, members, was to conduct oversight over the performance of the NPOs, to monitor their performance, impact in implementing social welfare services, funding and financial management, compliance, and general support and working relationship with the department. So the key objective, or major level objective, was to organize presentations by some NPOs funded by the department to present their annual reports, financial and non-financial reports. And then the annual target data person will be briefing by the NPOs on their annual reports. Okay, the last page, chapter 10, is on page 13. The committee to develop a 5-year strategic plan and the annual performance plan. The key of major objective there was to conduct a strategic planning workshop, which was done, and then organize a planning workshop to identify key focus areas for the 5-year plan and the 2014 annual performance plan. Then, Jefferson, when we drafted this strategic plan, the baseline is 2009 to 2014 committee strategic plan, which now was updated by this one. And the annual target is also hold a strategic planning workshop to draft, consider and finalize the 5-year strategic plan of the committee in line with the NDP and NTSF, to develop annual performance plan of the committee, and to develop the committee program. That's the end of the 5-year strategic plan chapter.
maybe to try and summarize this, to say what is presented is the broad objectives of Parliament, in which case where we have to extract what is relevant to this particular portfolio committee. And how it becomes presented is to say, on this strategy of Parliament, ours will be ABC. And to further say, because of that objective, this is what our own work as a committee we have been able to do. But it is my strongest recommendation that these will be more clearer when the annual report is being presented, because it will be, there will be no other objectives of other committees. It will be ours only, and that annual report will be an assessment on our part as to, given the broad objectives of Parliament, Social Development Portfolio Committee has this mandate. And then the annual report must say to us on what is a specific mandate to the committee, how far did we go? But now, because we're dealing with the broad objectives and strategy of Parliament, ours is at an operational level. But I do want to say it has nothing to change all what honorable members was outstanding. Those people whom we were supposed to sit with, we will do so. And then what is going to be a plan now is going to be out of all what has been set as broad objectives. And if an advisor, I'm messing it up, you will shake your head. But I'm sure now, because we have got outstanding briefings that we have not had, we have had our briefings that we have already taken. For example, I do understand the CDA matter. That CDA has still to come and brief us. And those matters then are going to be scheduled in terms of the operational plan based on the broad objective strategy of the entire Parliament. They're now pointing definitely to ourselves and our own mandate. And with those, I just don't know whether members, because it's not only what is in here that we're dealing with. Because if there's a report, we really have a duty to do oversight over that particular report, which will have an impact on our work of violating some of our key mandates. So it doesn't mean we will only be focusing on this plan. The plan is a guide. But in between operations, we might have to take up a matter that matters to us as a committee. I don't know whether members want to seek clarities or to make additions. That floor is open because the advisor has now finished. And we are also following the national picture of the whole thing, and then limit to the level of the portfolio committee itself. You can proceed.
Okay. Thank you, Chairperson. And now, Chairperson, thank you for that. Now you've represented me very well. Thank you, Chairperson. So, as I've already explained, now I'm going to look at the activity or the operational plan of the committee for this year based on the broader 5-year plan of the committee. I'm looking at the document that says 2016-17 committee annual performance plan.
Can you read the 2016-17
Oh, okay.
I'm
Okay, thank you, member. I just wanted to maybe to mention that there's another document that I'm thinking maybe we should do it after this one. This one is just my initiative to look at the performance of last year of the committee. So I thought maybe let me just finish with the planning part document and then do the review afterwards. I don't know if that's in order, Chairperson. We have the 2016-17, which is for this year. We have this one that says the review, which is an assessment of the work of the committee, more like you said, reporting back on the work of the committee. Okay. So should I start with the, which one should I start with, Chairperson? Okay, because it's almost like going forward and backwards again.
And when I say there's a lady who was typing someone and said, I'm staying in number 7. Then the one was in his bus and said, no, stop, I misled you. Don't forget Nini. There's also Nini, which means 7.
Nini.
It's not now mentioning 7. Then just remember Nini.
So this is our APP for 2016 and 2017.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Chairperson. On this one, I just put in the objective of the committee, taking them out from the 5-year plan. Page 8. Jumping the other pages, because that is going to the same information that was in the annual 5-year plan. Initially, these documents used to be one document, but by guidance of the seniors and managers, they said we must separate the two documents. Okay, on page 8, Chairperson, if you look at the strategic objective of the committee now, to implement oversight and accountability models. The outcome of effective oversight on service delivery performance of CSD and its entities towards achieving the strategic objectives, SONA and NDP priorities. The indicator was to have a research and content analysis, committee minutes adopted, and the BRRR. The activities for the year, the committee briefings on service delivery and policy related matters, and to scrutiny and consideration of department and its entities annual report. The baseline is the leadership report that we produce every end of the term. So this one will be the previous term leadership report. So Chairperson, if you look at the quarter one this year in terms of the service delivery and other policy related matters, the committee had a briefing from the South African Council of Social Services Professions on the training, accreditation, and curriculum of social workers. Chairperson, maybe I should just highlight that we, as we all are aware, our year was mainly focused on processing the three bills actually, which we took taken into consideration the private members' bill. So our year mainly focused on that. So this presentation was on service delivery, but was more in line with the passing of the two bills that we had before us. Quarter two, Chairperson, we didn't have much. As I said, it would be reflected under legislation because that's the work that the committee did for quarter two. For this quarter, we have the CDA annual report, which is coming in a week's time. We'll have a briefing by the Financial and Fiscal Commission, Department of Planning, Monitoring and Evaluation, on the performance of the department and its entities. This is in preparation for the annual report for the department. And then in quarter four, which just before we get a briefing from the department, we will have a briefing by the Auditor General on financial and non-financial performance of the department, Then we'll have a briefing on annual reports of the department and its entities. Then we will have a drafting and adoption of the BRRR. And on briefings on service delivery and other policy matters on page 9, Chairperson, I divided into them into SASA, GSC, and NDA. Yes, mm-hmm. And I also looked at the program of the Parliament until the end of the term. So what I identified, Chairperson, based on the discussions of the committee and resolution that were taken before, the briefing on progress made to address the discrepancies in the implementation of the social relief of distress, that's SASA. On DSD is a briefing over the effectiveness of the food distribution centers in terms of the operation, budget allocation and expenditure, what difference they have made in increasing access to food, and how these are linked to cooperatives and community nutrition. This chapter I identified because it links, as you see when I do the review, to the priorities of the NDP in terms of food security. And on the same one, we can have a continuation of the briefing on food security, the nutrition, the Community Nutrition and Development Centers, which in short are called CNDC. With regards to the NDA, and the fourth quarter, committee may have a briefing on the capacitation of NPOs and compliance to NPO Act. The briefing should focus on drawing up business plan, financial management and support, organizational and administrative management, access to markets. It should also highlight impact of these interventions. This chapter I formulated after the from based on the oversight report of the committee when we went to the Northern Cape, and maybe we can remember these are the issues that we identified when it came to the NPO sector.
Also, as this member, because the challenge that was with us as a committee for some time was the issue of withholding a transit to NGOs. And our brief ended up with the conclusion that it is because they were not sticking to reporting times about their financial management. And then we were then saying the department has its responsibility of redirecting NDA to train these NGOs and also to have one format that will enable them to know that these people have managed their, this amount is due. Instead of allowing an NGO funded by the department not to submit, when they are not submitting, the department is not following up, and then when they are supposed to get the next tranche, the department will argue that we have not received how you managed the tranche we gave you. So that formulation is going to make it possible for our oversight to see if there is a report of training. And if that report is available, we will know whether it is effective or not by knowing how many have submitted timely and how many have finished what was due to them, so that we don't have this another one pointing to another one saying you didn't submit when you didn't ask me to, or I didn't know how to. So we were trying to maintain that relationship because it was indeed not appreciated by us. Okay, Honorable, you will allow us. I don't want to come back when you are almost through. Mawesi?
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to go back. I actually want to go back to page 9, because we're getting a briefing on SASA on the progress made to address discrepancies on the implementation of SRDs, which is fine, and that's in the last quarter of the financial year. The following quarter, Chair, we take over the grant payments, and that one falls away. please can we have an update of the progress made on that? Because if we are not ready for that, we are going to face a crisis with grants payouts if SARS is not ready for that takeover. If we can please ask for a progress report on that, I believe that's very important.
Thank you for your suggestion, because I was going to open that opportunity once she's through. Mm-hmm. Remember, we said she's now putting an operational plan upon which we are going to prioritize that. Because of this mandate and because of your report on what we have done, what is due now is to us get a briefing as to how the cases on claiming, I mean, remember the illegal deductions. Then it was said it's in the court. Our next brief is to what are the court outcomes? And out of those court outcomes, what is the department going to do better than what happened to close that risk? And number two, you're talking about this very important idea, which means then what would be in the operational plan as the next step is to get a briefing on exactly on what you are suggesting, like the issue of this community food for hunger and so on. If they were not operating, if they were not linked to NGOs and cooperatives in sourcing food for the poor, then we will have to get a briefing as to, now that there was a recommendation that your food security and hunger, ensure that cooperatives on the ground do supply you. Can you show us your slate, how far? So your question is relevant, but timely, it means after we have gone through this operation plan as indicated. Diagnosis, am I helping you? Okay, that's fine. Okay, can we go ahead?
Okay. All right, thank you, Honorable Jewelson. Like maybe as I said earlier, if the committee feels that maybe this is a priority, what you just said, then we can always amend and put it in here. And because I was looking at the time that we have in terms of the first quarter, how many weeks we have, and what I can slot in for those weeks. So it's a matter of maybe taking this one and putting the other one if the committee is so filled. Okay. But maybe we can discuss it after the present year. Okay. On the NTA chapter 10, I think I've just gone through that one. On page 11, Chairperson, I think Honorable Mabilo is passionate about this one, to follow up on the recommendations made. So it's a bit of a new item in the APP of the committee, I must say, but I felt maybe it's important that we formalize it than relying on a report or a letter from the province, which is a bit challenging for Cecilia to get that. She tried, but she just doesn't get any success on that. So I thought if we make it as a formalized arrangement in the plan of the committee, maybe it would give it more authority. So on fourth quarter, Chairperson, I thought we should then get a briefing on the recommendations were made on the two oversight races that we had last year, Northern Cape and the Eastern Cape. And the recommendations are in the report. If members may need to be reminded, I can do that, Chairperson. So that will be the fourth quarter in terms of the objective of implementing the oversight model of Parliament. The other outcome is same on page 11, Chairperson, is effective oversight on financial performance of GSD and its entities. And there, Chairperson, we're looking at the, like I said, the plans, the quarterly reports, the first quarter reports of April to June 2015, which we had. And we had on quarter two, the briefing on GSD and its entities on the budget and APPs. And on the third quarter, we'll have a third quarter financial performance, which is a Section 32 report. And we will, on quarter four, we will have the first quarter of the current year, 2017. on the third quarter against her person, we will have the fourth quarter from the previous year. Start to now page 12. So on the third quarter, we have two quarterly reports that we need to get from the department. The second, third, and fourth. Unfortunately, we are behind in the Section 32 reports because of the legislation that we have. And according to the instructions of Parliament, whenever a committee has a legislation, it takes priority. And chairperson, when it comes to the oversight visit, which now links to what I just said, and it will just be my advice to the committee. According to the program of Parliament for this term, there is a term slot that is made for oversight now in September. There is another one in November. My advice and my request is because we have this quarterly reports or Section 32 reports that we haven't considered, and we need to comply with that act, Parliament. I can't remember what it says, yeah, but it is the build up to the BRRR. So we need the Section 32 report so that we can now consider the annual report and draft the BRRR. And as according to that act, the committee should consider the Section 32 reports of the department. So my advice would be, Chairperson, maybe have the oversight then in the next term, the fourth quarter, and use this period to comply with the act of Parliament that requires us to have the Section 32 briefing report. Then on the fourth, yes, and also invite the other agencies I mentioned, FFC, AG, and all those other relevant stakeholders that don't have the committee to have a bit more information on the performance of the department. And then on the fourth quarter, Chairperson, then we can then take our oversight or have an oversight to Free State. Free State I identified because when we came back from the Northern Cape, it was a feeling of the members that because these are neighbor provinces and the issues may be similar. So just to run up that part of our country, then our next province should be Free State. And we look at the same issues of substance abuse and other issues that we also looked at when we went to Northern Cape. So that's now what I put in for the fourth quarter, which is the week that we have is on the 22nd of November, if my memory serves me well. Okay, Chairperson, and then if you go to page 13, okay, I've already in quarter four spoken to the issue of oversight. We look at the objective on the left-hand side is to develop and implement legislative models to ensure quality support and advice and law making by 2019. This one, Chairperson, I took it direct from the Parliament's one because I don't think we had it on the, or it's on legislation and policy. There, Chairperson, we have quarter one considered the Children's Act, and in quarter three we will have the National Disability Rights Policy, and which we've had it for some time in our program, but because of other issues that took priority, it kept on being postponed. So we've put in for quarter three, and in quarter four, Chairperson, we have a briefing on the universalization of older persons, a discussion paper on child support grant. This one, Chairperson, I put it here because in the department's APP, it is reflected that it's a target for this year. So that's why I've put it on the fourth quarter, Chairperson, towards the end of the year. On page 14, which is, I think, the last one, yes, I'm going to towards the end. The strategic objective of the committee is to develop the five-year plan, which I've already mentioned when I was doing the 5 years. And for the quarters, it's basically to implement now the committee programs. And now, which is the quarter, which is today, to consider the review of the performance and drafting of the APP of the committee, which we are doing right now. And the fourth quarter is also then just to adopt the community program. I think I'm done, Shepherdson.
Thank you very much for this advice, Ms. Nogenga. I think this is just like those who have been teachers will understand it better than all of us, because it's a timetable. It's a timetable, and it is based on the syllabus broadly. But indeed, you want to finish the syllabus, and therefore our times are being stipulated that at this time you will be revising, at this time will be, and so on. Given that, because this is a political institution, we must work as hard as possible, because we are not guaranteed of the time. Because while we are dealing with the following exactly the timetable, something stops us and say Parliament is going on recess for elections, Parliament is going for this. Parliament is a political institution and responds mainly on issues that it sees as a priority at a given stage. This I'm saying because we remember we have dealt with the Amendment Bill of the Children's Act. But before it was to be tabled in Parliament to be then finalized, then there was a stoppage in terms of Parliament going into election recess. So the backlog, I justify it because some of work that we could have done by that time was stopped, and it adds now to the next scope, to the quarter that has come. We've got something we didn't finish in that quarter, it is being brought forward also as a priority, because we can't have these acts delayed forever. And then the programming side of Parliament will, once they avail their space, they want us to respond to that arrangement irrespective of what our plan had prioritized. So there is a prioritization of the prioritized work. So I just wanted to make that, because this discord of us having not done this, having to do this, is also affected by the main overarching program of our Parliament. And I think I welcome the presentation, and we listen to comments by members insofar so that we can agree on this one and then see the next business of the day. There's a business of Parliament. There's also a business of the committee. But the committee can't go on with its business, because that business belongs to Parliament in any way. So that's the issue I was raising in terms of saying the timetable is a principal, the issue is.
Members,
yes.
Any comments? Thank you, Chair.
Just, I raised the issue that I felt it was very important that we discuss SARS's or the department's progress in taking over from NET1 and being equipped to do the grant. But I think that the suggestion made too was that we forego the visits now, the oversight visits now in September to deal with the Section 32 reports. And I just wanted to say I support that motion, because I think the Section 32 reports have now become very urgent and they need to be addressed. We need to understand, you know, we have a responsibility on financial oversight as well, and I think those Section 32 reports are very important, and I would therefore support the motion. Thank you.
No, Chair, in as much as I come again late, I've managed to go through the entire document on my own as a speech leader. I think I need to commend the team that has worked on this proposal. It's quite engaging, and it's giving us a basis of work, our responsibilities as far as oversight is concerned are well cut out. So I compliment the efficient and effective manner in which they carried out this program. The last comment I just wanted to make was to say, indeed, you have read my mind. I am excited in terms of the new approach, because really we must have teeth. When we do oversight, there must be results. It can't be a routine. So if this mechanism is put in place, it will frustrate our accountability and report them from the structures that we have, so that it just does not just become an academic affair, but it becomes a really transformative process, because we are then assured that after every oversight visit, there's accountability, there's the results, there's follow-up, there's coordination. Thanks, Chair. I support the motion as well. Thanks, Chair.
But I can add to your excitement to say I heard over the radio some public hearings in Eastern Cape established by the Premier of the province on issues of violence against women. They formed a multi-stakeholder a team that was followed by Christian people and so on, only on issues that they say were raised by the committee on the killings of elderly people, which means when you make your final report, they will report to pass to your committee as to, now that you raised the issue of violence against women, elders, now that there has been public hearing, what becomes now a success story in what the committee is able to oversight. As you say, oversight must be accompanied by accountability. So the issue, you say you support the motion on the change towards the Section 32 report.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it has been seconded. Can we go then to the next item?
Mama Wilson just went out now. I just wanted the committee to make a decision on her input on the SASA. She raised the issue on the progress report by SASA on an uptake of the payment of social grants, whether she wants us to maybe do it next year or replace it, the one that I have with her one. I don't know what the committee says about that.
But I thought it's part of the work in terms of us getting the briefing, because this issue refers to the outsourcing of payments to SASA and also insourcing, and that has impact on issues of the staff, the other things that are people that are appointed by SASA as we speak now, and the progress of the court process. If you remember, there was a court process on this matter that stipulated that by such and such a time, they must have done ABC in terms of they went to court because of the company that is doing this, the old pay that has been going to court and out of court with the department. So our last brief, Honorable Mawilson, was that the court decided that they must decide whether they insource it or they continue to do that. The department had some work to do to assess whether it was in the state of readiness to bring it back to the department, and what would happen to all the employees, and also is their capacity offices and so on, or what is the state of them allowing the, because the issue was the service provider and not existence of staff. But now the issue was that they should assess as to which way will they go, insource or outsource. So I think for us to move forward on your question is to follow up the, as we continue the report, to get a report which will be linked to the 32 and to say, how far did you go with the court process? What decision did you take? If you are insourcing, show us how your state readiness. If you are outsourcing, show us how what improvement has been made and how far is your issues with the current or with the current service provider that you're dealing with. So I think before we can take any decision, key information in that respect will help us.
So can we leave it at that stage? So yeah, so that question has been answered in you from the table. So can we then proceed? I think these are highlighted and noted. They are very important.
Yes.
But we will find a plan to short circuit and deal with them as we go. For briefing in particular, yeah.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Noted, Chairperson. Okay, Chairperson members, this is the last part. This one is just looking at the activities that were...
Are members comfortable with the last recommendation?
Yes, sir.
In terms of payments of SASSA? Sure. Honorable, the report?
No, Chairperson, in terms of the payments, it was not our resolution as this committee to say that it must go back to the department. I hear that you said the court or the department saying that the issue of SASA must stay, they must be, you said, I don't know whether maybe I misquote you or what, but I did hear when you say that the issue of SASA is, the court said it must be outsourced or it must stay in the department. But if I remember well, it was us that was pushing that SASA must come back into the department.
But there were also court issues, how they should decide on that. Remember that when they were given a relief, the relief that they were given was to provide a report to court as to, they went into outsourcing. Are they continuing with that? Or are they bringing it back? And so there is no recommendation that says we are doing this. But the recommendation was that they deal with the court processes, which is an outside process, but they will take the committee on board to say this is the way because of ABC. It is when that the department, the portfolio committee will deal with the issues presented on both cases. I think that's what I got when they were briefing us. Thank you. So we are proceeding, eh?
Yes.
Okay. The last item, Chairperson, on my side, I did some assessment of the work that was done by the committee in the year, and then I aligned that to the NDP and the MTSF. Okay, in terms of introduction, it says oversight and the strategy framework of the committee is influenced by the government priorities contained in the NDP, in the MTSF, and the State of the National Trust. The review of the 2015-16 performance of the activity indicates that the issues and recommendations of the committee were in line with the priorities of the NDP, MTSF, and SONA. The committee, however, will need to put more focus on issues of social cohesion and conduct oversight over the department and its entities' performance towards the achievement of the MTSF targets. This one, Jefferson, I thought I should highlight because as I was going through the NDP and MTSF, this is one area that, a priority area that is in the two documents that I think maybe as a committee we need to also focus on. Especially in the country, we've had issues that are related to issues of social cohesion, like the racism and xenophobia and all those other things that I thought maybe that's something that the committee should need to look at, especially that it was identified as a priority of government. Okay, Chairperson, if you go to the table, the NDP priorities is of a social flow, and that includes measures through household achieving minimum basic standards such as access to food, access to nutritional food. The MTSF, that come number 7, Chairperson talks to that. It talks about vibrant, equitable, sustainable rural communities contributing towards food security for all. And as a center, food security and food and nutrition security was identified as a priority, and also strengthening community development intervention.
Just a minute, content advisor. In your earlier input, when you were outlining the strategic objectives, you mentioned the issue of matters that relate to other departments, how the committee will be collaborating with that committee. The two issues you have raised, one on social cohesion, we have seen that art and culture is moving with that. I don't know whether it's art and culture, but there is a department that is hands-on on social cohesion as well as things like moral regeneration. And then we have it as our mandate, as you outlined just now, which means then there must be a highlight that says we'll have to sit together for our annual reporting to be fulfilled. And we're also raising the matter of food security and some sustainability in food security, which take us to another department, which is Department of Agriculture, which therefore indicates that there is that also requirement for the portfolio committee on agriculture and that of social development. And if you have mentioned already the early childhood development, which also sends us to the Department of Education, which means in our plan and in our operational planning, we'll ensure that we don't go ahead without having understood how we're going to have a common ground with these particular departments in the arrangement, like your round table or whatever. But I think this matter must be fast-tracked, because it's got some time now that we have never come together as these departments. There might be other safety and security, but you can't go this one and this one. You might decide to have one round table with all those who has the same task like ours. I wanted to raise that.
But also, Chair, on that note, you must also consider that, because if you look at the outcomes of the objectives, it tells you that social cohesion and nation building is with the Committee of Arts and Culture, the one that is leading. The rest will chip in those outcomes. Not like the outcome, that's the outcome that we are leading. I think they must also check on that, because it's very clear that this is a leading department. All of us, we have to come in. Because if we take everything, we might be seen as if we are getting into other people's territory. So I just want them to just be conscious of that and look at that, because it's very specific on them, which one is leading this and which one should also assist in implementation of that outcome. Thank you.
Almost all too, because in early childhood, we have something to do, but the curriculum and the teaching and everything, practitioners, is within another department. So I think that's where we really need to check what type of task, instead of Singapore, does Singapore hold?
Yes, I will have a look at that. And we structure the committee program accordingly. Okay, Chairperson, the 2015-16 priorities of SONA in relation to the NDP and MTSF in terms of food security. As part of a 9-point plan, the SONA identified the revitalization of agriculture and agro-processing value chain, unlocking the potential of cooperatives, township and rural enterprises. Government purchased 30% from the SMMEs, cooperatives, townships and rural enterprises. So, Chairperson, if you look at the issues that the committee raised or the recommendations that the committee made, when we on oversight, the committee focused on issues of discrepancies in the distribution of parcels through the social relief of distress. Some beneficiaries receive food parcels and some receive vouchers. Even so, the committee raised a concern that evidence from constituencies showed that beneficiaries who were supposed to benefit from SRD were not benefiting. Beneficiaries also received these provisions only once. The committee also raised a concern over the nutritional value of the food parcels. So, Chairperson, this was the issue that was raised by the committee on this aspect. The committee also recommended that the department should strengthen the its M&E over the implementation of SRD, and there should be an integration between SRD, Project Mekonzo, local municipalities, indigenous registers, and school nutrition programs. The committee also raised an issue over the location of the distribution centers. It recommended that these centers should be located in areas where they are needed the most, not only located in urban areas. Okay, during this oversight visit to the Northern Cape, the committee made a recommendation that a system should be developed that would require the NDA-funded project, the food security one, supply the department programs such as old age homes, children's homes, etc., with food for supply. Mm-hmm. Also, this project should establish working relationship with local businesses and entrepreneurs. Okay. And if you look at the last column, Chairperson, issues for committee to consider, which I've already raised the issue of the SRD and we put it in the APP, and also conduct oversight over the effectiveness of the food distribution centers in terms of their operations, the difference making increased access to food, and how these are linked to cooperatives, which is already something that I included in the APP, as well as the oversight on the implementation of the CMTC. And also, Chairperson, the linking of the NDA project with the programs of the department. So that's just that on that priorities on the NDA, on priority on food security on the NDP, Chairperson. The other one, Chairperson, that we, as part of the security for all, the DFD has a target to complete the universalization of order, benefit to older persons, and also children thinking that when we visited the Northern Cape, there were issues pertaining to older persons that were raised, the Chairperson. Okay, and the issue of the child support grant and development of a mandatory requirement to cover the disability and survival, Chairperson. Chairperson, in the 2015-16 SONA, if you look at the page 2, but now I see when I inserted the pages are on top of the page, members. Yeah, on the left-hand corner, on top of the page. Okay, on page 2. One of the priorities of the 9-point plan was to the ICT or the rollout of broadband, and then also support to the mining communities. Okay, Chairperson, there, if you look at on page 2 still, and the issues recommended is that of integration of the on page 3 of the SRD, the Mekonzo, the registers. It also links to the system of government that was outlined that the system must be integrated, Chairperson. And I just thought I should just highlight that the committee did raise that recommendation or issue as an issue of concern. Okay. And then the issues to be considered by the committee, if you go to the work of the NDA, the committee should ensure that the department and the NDA develop a policy intervention that will link the NDA pilot project with the department's programs, that is food security and welfare programs, SASA through its SRP program. This also could be done through Project Mikonzo, iCrop, and food distribution centers. Also, the committee should conduct oversight over the implementation of the Zero Hunger or Food for All program through the CNDC's SRD livelihood security programs, particularly focusing on the impact of drought on vulnerable people. And I thought, Jefferson, I should highlight the study that was done by the Department of Planning and Monitoring and Evaluation on a report on diagnostic implementation evaluation of nutrition intervention for children. We were once invited by another parliament committee where this was the Committee on Agriculture. They invited the committee and the study was presented in that committee. The main issue that came out there was that children under 5 were found to have what was referred to as double age problem, where we find other children who are obese, but at an other extreme, we have children who suffer from malnutrition. So then I just thought that this is an area when you look at the access to food, we should also look at issues of children in terms of accessing food and issues of nutrition and issues of these children being obese. Chairperson. Okay, Chairperson, page 5, under SASA, the issue that the committee need to look at, the issue of the children that were identified in 2014, I think, who were excluded from the child support grant, students between 0 to 5 to 1 year old, that was done by SASA and UNICEF. And the SASA has set a target to achieve 55% of making sure that those children are included in the system. So that's the area that the committee needs to look at in terms of achieving that all those children that are excluded are then included in the child support grant. And when it comes to the NDA, Chairperson, is the whole issue of the new model that included in the 5-year plan that looks at all these intervention areas, the mobilization of the community CSOs, and capacity building of the CSOs. Okay.
Remember, if I confuse you, I apologize upfront. I think there is some repetition, because what is being read is exactly what was read with the stretch with the earlier presentation. I don't know whether it's now a detail of what you had given us, but at the same time, as you give it to us, we are not going to make any discussion or immediate decisions on this matter. It is information that we need to have. So can I check from the members whether we should continue with this exercise? Now, as we continue to listen, I come across exactly what has already been outlined in the overall objective operational plan responses. Okay, yes, it could.
Thank you, Chair. I'm in agreement. A lot of this has been discussed with us, and this is the third document, and a lot has been going. Obviously, more details here, which I think is great, and it's greatly appreciated. I think the review document is actually exceptionally well done. But I, at this stage, don't believe we need to read every page on this. Thank you.
In any case, because maybe we can read and then come back, because even issues that were raised here, as you go forward in reading fast, you find that everything that you said is what appears here as a specific information why there was that plan or objective. I'm listening to members. Any second, that also do continue.
Can I also second the view?
Okay. Mama, we are not in confusing you, but we are trying to say we read what at least we can still read in line with the other document of the broad strategic objective that you earlier on presented. If that's the case, we can proceed to other matters, because there are still other matters that you're going to deal with.
Can then Chairperson, the committee adopt the strat plan and the annual performance plan if they are happy with them?
And I think before we come to the adoption, we note the fact that our programs now are going to be based on what you have presented today. Not unless something new comes. So our plan, our actual program, because we are dealing with the plan, will be based on this given information today. So if that, can I put it to the committee that we are proposing now an adoption of this whole document, the documents that we have gone through. We look into the official procedure that we are through with the set a plan and or an operational plan. Then what do we do in order to be in order?
There are two documents that are presented to the committee. Firstly, the 5-year plan, and then the second one is the annual performance plan. So my understanding is that for the 5-year plan, there should be an adoption of it, and then we move the annual performance plan. So.
Technically, that's your role. Exactly, you can handle that. Thank you. Yes, you can. We can move your document according to the way they were presented. Mm-hmm. First adoption will be the first document, set plan. Okay. The set plan. Remember, this set plan has been extracted from your set plan from a particular venue where we worked on our own. And then it was presented to Parliament. And then Parliament streamlined it for you and said, our strategic objective as a committee, based on that of Parliament, is the one you presented. And then that's where we're calling for an adoption on the set plan.
Are you doing it now? Should I do the adoption?
It's technical, you can do it.
Okay, honorable members, can I have a mover for. Okay, I'm not used to this particular one. Okay, honorable Wilson.
Okay.
Okay, and honorable Mabilo.
For the politicians,
he moves.
So I appreciate your precarious position in which you are in. No, suppose.
Okay. The annual performance plan members, the mover for adoption, Honorable Wilson, the seconder, Honorable Abrams. Thank you. Who?
I apologize, this is not clear who actually appoints hands.
Yeah.
Honorable members, I'm saying it was also difficult because in the arrangement, when the adoption is called by an officer, does it become the chair who appoints people after she has called for
Thank you. That's how we go in for. Thank you very much. So it seems we have finished this particular item that dealt with strategic plans, operational plans, presentation, and our adoption. The next thing now is to deal with the second item in the agenda, which is that of the secretary of the portfolio committee, am I correct? Yes. Of the KTM committee program, adoption of the outstanding minutes. Can I ask the secretary to assist in that one?
Thank you very much, Chairperson and honorable members. Before us, we have our third term program, which is very short, it's just 1 month. It's about 5 weeks. Today, we are here considering the committee review and the strategic plan and APP and the adoption of the third term program, and we'll adopt our outstanding minutes. Next week, on the 31st of August, the committee will receive a briefing from the department on the quarterly financial and performance report of the July-September, I think it's the second term. And then on the 7th of September, there's an long outstanding agenda item, the CDA annual report. So on the 7th will be considering the annual report of the Central Drug Authority for 2014-15.
Can I recognize a week there?
I think my document is also not the same as this one, especially on the date, because now he's talking about next week that we're doing the briefing by the department, which is the 31st next week.
Yes.
But to me, it's the 24th. The date that is written is the 24th. I don't know with other members.
He didn't meet on the 30th, he's all gone a week down.
But she should have corrected that. You can't bring it like that in the committee. The dates should have been corrected because the dates are not tallying with the activities. Thank you, Chair.
Allow me 2 minutes, please. So can you can tell any the stronger than your amendment of the amendment? Is that good? Is that good? No, we want to find what is no, we're trying to verify so that we can make a proper correction. So I'm allowing the technical support to find it, whether what they had sent and how they can correct it within this daytime. In terms of our agenda, we are on adoption of we are here now. Where does this come from? This one, we are doing number two. Can I request that we leave number two and we go to the adoption of the minutes and allow a process of making corrections in the issue of the adoption for the immediate program after this meeting. Okay. So I'm allowing them to go and make corrections so that we adopt what is going to be implementable and what will be all understanding. But meanwhile, Mama Nokenga, can we deal with the minutes instead of wasting our time? Because it's a matter of opening where the minutes are and going on. So I was telling ministers, I'm not sure where they are. Okay, in the package, okay. If we have, can you come and assist, preside over them, Ms. Nokenga? Because we don't want to delay ourselves unnecessarily. they are not there? Who has got them? Okay. Okay. They've got the minutes. It means, yes. Are we ready for the minutes?
Yes.
All right, sure. Why don't we start by those of 21st April 2016? There they are, they attended the venue. Those are the people who attended. Can we check if anyone is disadvantaged? His name not appearing. It's very important when we deal with minutes to check that particular part. If no one has been left out, we then go into the staff, names of the staff who were there. Then this is the brief of the minutes. It states about the welcome deliberations on the adoption of the report on the strategic plan and budget vote of the department and its entities. It goes on to on annual performance plan and of the Central Drug Authority. It goes on to say member deliberated a clarification on CDA, because we thought in the, that's why this report, that it was an entity on its own, and we were clarified its functions are to give back to the National Drug Master Plan, advise the minister on matters affecting the abuse of drugs. Also, the CTA is a sub-directorate of the department, so it does not get a budget allocation. I want members to actually reflect on that particular one, because these are our minutes where we said we can't get a separate presentation on CTA, because it is a sub-directorate and can get its report from the main departmental. So if departments report, automatically their report is covered. So that's what we were talking about. Then it unanimously agreed. And then the report was, the members were requested forward their recommendations on the committee, the adoption of this committee report on the strategic plan, budget of the department and its entities, be deferred to the next meeting which is today. So can we now agree to adopt if there are no issues raised? Honorable Toledi, Honorable Mabilo.
Yeah, Chairperson, I think I agree with the report, and I hate this, the way that we did it the day. But I just wanted, maybe, I don't know whether it should be a recommendation or whatever that we can discuss in the committee to say there's nothing that should stop us that we get a special presentation on CDA if we want it to happen like this. Because of the fact that it's a national priority, the issue of drugs. So from time to time, if we want a briefing on its own, a standalone briefing on its own, other than other programs that are there in the department, it shouldn't appear as if, because it's part of the directorate, then we can't get maybe I don't put it correctly, but yes, we can't get a separate briefing on it. That's what I wanted to reflect on. Because other people might confuse to say, because now that it's not an entity, it's a sub-directorate, then it has to be included in the report. It cannot be, we cannot deal with it alone. It's like maybe perhaps if we want a report on only on infrastructure, then we want to be brief on that, then we can do that. That's the point I want to raise. Looking at the type of the work that they are doing.
Thank you. This is in line with when Program 1 administration was not being presented as because it had lesser budget, but the committee insisted that for the report to be complete, we need also to get a report on that. So if administration is a program, so this is a subdirectory of which we must be allowed when we want to listen to them and also to make further recommendations, because it has been a call for it to be an entity because of its importance in the society. So then can we amend if that is being seconded? I don't know whether Mr. Mabilo was, Honorable Mabilo was coming with another second, but I think we need to amend this one, that when it matters, we must be able to have these people on their own presenting to us so that we can understand drug-related matters better, including the budget.
I think this is a very important subject, and I think what's been raised is critical, because if you look at page 5 of the Social Development 5-Year Plan 2014 to 2019, it's very clear that we must conduct oversight on the implementation of the National Drug Master Plan, the National Anti-Substance Abuse Program of Action, and then it goes on to White Paper on Families. We cannot do that if we are not getting a comprehensive report from the CDA. And I will support the comment that we must be able to call them whenever we feel that there is a need to have discussions with them. Otherwise, we're actually not doing, conducting the oversight that we are supposed to do in terms of the strategic plan.
Then it goes to the amendment having been seconded to this minute, and then we adopted this minute as a true record. Who does that? Can I call for Honorable Toledo?
President, I move for the adoption.
Thank you. Any second? Honorable Masango, thank you, ma. Can we go to the second set of minutes? They are there. It's 26 April. It was held in that building. There are the people who attended. Can members scrutinize so that those who were present appear to have done so? And then the staff as well, the technical support as well. And then there's the minutes there. I'll only look into highlights. That was the adoption of the committee report on strategic plan and budget vote of a department and its entities. It goes to say there's a your NDA, there's a committee, there's a deliberations, adopted budget report, the following recommendations were made. So now we have said that,
thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Just the last recommendation, the last sentence.
Yes.
This will give the CDA more authority to do what?
Which bulletin? Okay, we're very complete. Let me check. Is there some omission? Okay, are you correcting that? What should it read? The department initiated the process to establish this will give the CDA more authority. It was deleted? So the entire sentence. Okay, so are we agreeing that the second, that bulletin, last bulletin on the second page that has got somewhere to sign?
Yes.
So it is said this particular second sentence, which is giving CDA something, is to be deleted. Are we deleting it? Or I give 2 minutes for all for members to go through. Our recommendations, I don't know whether members have been able to read them all, or are they having anything to say it wasn't said, or it was omitted, or it was sent and left. For example, what I think the committee had agreed on some time was that we should, I don't know whether it's Honorable Madi, we should have time frames so that we can trace, and there was also something that said we must have a something that traces whether our recommendations have been implemented or not, including the issue of time frames. Time frames are not, it means we had not set up time frames for these recommendations, which I think they are very broad, and they are responding to some challenges that they were there. For example, the communication strategy on where do you make your appeal when your money has been deducted and so on. But I don't know whether we can do that now or we... Let me get an advice. No, you are free, Lexington, because we are talking about the time frames, Mama Tulis.
I think, Chairperson, the issue of the time frame is correct. But also we must bear in mind as a committee that the only time where the time they will stick to the time is when the report, the recommendation have went through the processes of parliament and being adopted. So I think what when we do time frame, we must put a clause that say, because it's like this, that they will only respond to the recommendation once we have adopted the report in the House. So our time frame should be mindful of that when we put the time frame, because we can say 14 days from the sitting of the committee, but in reality it won't be like that until it is adopted in the House. So my suggestion will be, we say once the report has been adopted in the House, then we put maybe 30 days after the adoption. But the time frames are very important, that's my point. Time frames are very important, because if we just leave them as something that is never ending, we might even go out at the end of the term, not those issues being recommended. Secondly, also on the issue, I don't know how Parliament does the tracking, but under normal circumstances in legislatures, you have a committee that track the recommendations immediately when they've been adopted in the House. They work with that committee to track how far are the recommendation, and then the committee gets the report. I'm not so sure in terms of the parliament, whether the parliament also works in that regard. Maybe perhaps the secretary and the rest of other people can advise us so that we are, if perhaps there is no mechanism that is used in tracking, we devise our own mechanism as a committee that this is how we are going to track the resolutions once they've been adopted by the House. Thank you, Chair.
without being 100% sure, but it, when it is being traced by a, I don't know if it's called report citation, but it's around Speaker's office, it then boils back to the committee when they have not been implemented, because it is our duty to recommend and then ensure that it is done. For example, the complaint was about the oversight reports. When we go to Northern Cape or Limpopo, we'll say this must be happening, but then when it does not happen, having spoken with the public out there to say we are here, we want this to happen, and it does not, and then we also don't know it didn't take place. So I think maybe in, we will discuss as to amend it as to at the time frame, once the reports have been adopted, then the department must get must implement the recommendations. But I think the secretary will advise us on this technical one. It's about reports.
Okay, thank you very much. In terms of the time frames, it is important for the committee when they craft the report before it goes to the House to put such time frames, because the minute the report is adopted in the House, the minute we adopt the report unanimously as the committee, we have recommendations, and then there will be the time set for the committee to be debated. Is no longer the product of the committee. So, in terms of trying to respond to our side, Honorable Toledi, when the report is adopted in the House, it becomes the Parliament's document, and then the Speaker is the one that communicates the recommendations of the committee on behalf of Parliament. So, there are some time frames in this report, but we said within the current financial year. But some of the recommendation is not clear as to how long will they come up with a strategy, so it's going to be difficult for the committee to debate. So it's advisable to say within the current financial year or within the next two quarters, because we cannot really put a time frame maybe that are not realistic. And in terms of the tracking mechanism, there's nothing that can stop the committee in coming up with a mechanism that will trace the recommendations of the committee. I did that before, and I think I'll need to also do it again just to so that we know we are on track in terms of the documents that we want, or any other information, not relying on the Speaker's office, because there's a disjuncture in terms of the communication, because whenever they communicate, they don't give the committee, and even when the responses come from the department, I don't think the committee, I don't know whether they communicate with the chairperson in terms of the department are required to respond to Parliament in terms as to how far the progress made in terms of attending to such recommendations of the committee. So we can have our own mechanism to track the resolutions of the committee. Thank you, Chair.
Chair, I think with your wisdom in your forums already, you will have to raise this issue that we are raising at the committee, because to me, for them just to end with the Speaker, then it means we'll have a problem as a committee, because we will not move forward. I think it's one of the things that we really need to propose, that immediately, I'm of the assumption that anything that comes back from the office of the Speaker should go to the office of the chairperson. They should report whatever correspondence that comes to, from the department, should be taken to the office of the chairperson, so that she can be on board on the issues that we have raised with the committee. Because for me, it will be a fruitless exercise if we do oversight like in Northern Cape we did, reports have been adopted, maybe perhaps whatever that we recommended, the Northern Cape communicates back with the office of the Speaker, and we are not even aware of the progress. Because it really is not assisting us as the lawmakers, because we need to know whether the good work that we are doing, how far are we also impacting the oversight, how does it impact on the day-to-day lives of the communities that we are visiting. I think really that's my suggestion, that we really need a social development. It's going to assist even other committees because to do our work year in, year out, and then we don't know what is happening is a problem. Secondly, I don't know, again, I don't think, Chair, it will also stop us as this committee after the report has been adopted to keep a link with the department to say there is a report adoption of the committee that has happened in Parliament, a report with the recommendations as such as it has happened. What then? Because you see, even departments, whenever we are not sitting on their necks on these issues, they'll just relax. But as much after the report has been adopted, let's keep reminding them, even if it's in a committee setting, I don't think there's nothing that stops us for them to respond, even before they can formally respond to the speaker, to give us information on the issues that we are looking for. Thank you.
Are you saying, Honourable Member, part of our oversight, we know that if a report has been adopted in Parliament, it's law. Those recommendations become a law because the House has approved them. And therefore, it is our duty to check the process. Not necessarily report having finalized, but to say, in terms of the process towards implementing this, how are you? But we've got a case in hand where we said CDA, previous Estuary Parliament, Portfolio Committee, CDA must be upgraded to be an entity. But we continue to say, previously, and we also where it came only when we recommended that it become an agency, and then we were told this recommendation is old, but the department has not accounted to where it accounts to say why. So this is in a way of saying the gaps that are created immediately when we are not emphasizing on implementation of the recommendations of the portfolio committee, because that's the only way. So can we then, I think the secretary and the content advisor will be able to make these proper arrangements in terms of, and when we get our minutes, we'll be checking if these we have been able to amend, etc. So I think we were talking about recommendations, which now I think Mama Nokenga put them, is it you or the secretary, put them for adoption, ma? Oh, just look for the mover. The mover comes from politicians. Honorable Emery.
Well, the explanation from the committee, I formally move.
The secretary says your name is not here, is it? Just check. You were not up. You had apologized. Can we get someone who was present? It is written. There was. That's why it's not a case. Okay. Can we get another? Someone who was present. Honorable Soledi.
I move, Chair.
Can I have a second to that? Were all the members or honorable? Thank you. We are through with this minute. Now we have adopted them. We will sign them as an agreed upon process by the committee formally. Do we have anything that? Oh, the program for adoption. Okay, this was the one that was you were dealing with in terms of correcting technical issues on it. Is it ready now? Okay. So there is a proposal on for the meeting to sit on the 24th August. Are we all having the same document now? Okay. We can see the dates there and the month. So we don't really have to read it. If members can read silently, and I'll watch for the hands for adoption. I haven't seen any hand yet, but I'm not rushing anyone. Honorable Wilson.
I'm quite happy to adopt the agenda, Chair. Thank you very much.
Okay. Can I also request this to be somehow considered as a principle? If our agenda is not long for the period we will be sitting, we need to have a mechanism. If maybe we wanted to deal with this item on that date, but there is something that is cropping up and that requires our attention, or a particular organ to come and assist us and then present, is it wrong to add those? If we think we can consume that amount of work instead of sitting and then allow a few minutes of which we could have put in use, and because it was not there, can we agree on a principle in that arrangement? Honorable Wilson?
I'm happy with that. Obviously, things are going to arise now and again that are critical, that are important, that needs to deal with timelessly. And I think if we have time available to us that we can fit it into a meeting, I don't have a problem with it. Thank you.
Anyone opposed to this or agreeing that we can always put something if we think it's valuable, it requires our attention, so that we don't sit and then after a time we then call another meeting for something that we could have dealt with? It has been agreed. So I think it will itself, yes, of course. Also, we are working with the members of the technical support that attend their own workshops with their own principals, and that's why we must always ensure that when they ask them, we say, no, our committee has considered this and seen it, so that they are not being seen doing their own things. But at the same time, we can't be limited by someone who is not in our committee. We should be also initiators of our way in order to finish our work. Can I then extend the appreciation of us having our meeting, and then thanking you all, and then attending the meeting until we meet again. Thank you very much. Okay. Honorable Whip, can I have a word before you leave?